Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply second childhood. Second childhood. Now, if we think about it, some of our best memories in our lives are those from our childhood. And many people wish they could become a kid all over again. We can remember the joy we had in waking up excited and enthusiastic about every day. And the great part about it is we do in this spiritual life have the ability to enjoy a second childhood. Remember what Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 7, that we must be born again. Then remember in Luke 18 and 16, Jesus said, "Allow the little children to come to me and don't hold them back, for to these belong the kingdom of God." Then he says that whoever can receive the kingdom of God as a little child can enter therein. So isn't it great to know that we have the opportunity, the privilege of enjoying a second childhood? In our CHILD acronym, we'll outline four key elements of being a child again and how they translate to our spiritual lives. That C reminds us of the importance of being cheerful. Yes, my friends, it all begins with attitude. You think of the times that Jesus said to his disciples, "Be of good cheer." He said it in John 16 and 33. He said it again in Matthew 14 and 27. In Proverbs 15 and 13, the Bible says, "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance." Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, God loves a cheerful giver. You see, the little child doesn't hold a grudge. Children don't judge. They're so cheerful, they gravitate to just about anybody. As parents, we've got to teach them about the risks of talking to strangers, because in their world, they're cheerful enough to see everybody as their friend. They don't worry about tomorrow. They don't have any anxiety or stress. Their sole focus is making the most of every moment. Yes, my friends, we can also become cheerful again just by choosing positive associations and by refusing to dwell on the past and by maximizing every moment in which we live. That H reminds us of the importance of becoming harmless. Have you ever heard that old saying, like taking candy from a baby? We say that because babies are harmless. They have no ill will toward anyone. They don't have the strength or the desire to fight. You see, Jesus told us about the value of being harmless in Matthew 10 and 16 when he says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Then we discover in Philippians 2 and 15 that we are blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're called to shine as light in the world. That's why we have to be mindful of the words we speak, of the body language we transmit, of how our actions can impact others. We've got to make a goal of doing no harm. That means we can correct without insult and teach without criticism and express points of view without disrespect. Yes, my friends, we should all be harmless like that child. That I reminds us of the importance of embracing our innocence. There's never yet been a child convicted of a crime. Nobody takes a three-year-old to prison because children by nature are innocent. And it doesn't matter what the father or mother did, the children are always innocent. The children are just like that, my friends. We are also innocent. See, you know, you take a kid, walks around without a diaper, and they don't care. They're just as comfortable in their own skin as they possibly can. They don't even agonize over yesterday's mess. So it doesn't matter how many times you change their diaper on Monday. That does not follow them into Tuesday. They're comfortable in their innocence. They realize that they've got someone to clean them up, just like we do, my friends. We've got a Christ to clean us up. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Then we discover, my friends, in Philippians 3 and 13, where Paul says, "I'm not trying to say I have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Yes, see, the innocence, he forgets what's behind and reaches forth to what lies ahead. My friends, are you allowing anybody to make you feel guilty or shameful, to make you feel regret or remorse? Christ has already forgiven you. He died for all of our sins. He died to heal. He died to save. He died to set free. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can bask in our innocence. That L reminds us that we are also always learners. Think about how much children want to learn. They ask all kinds of questions. Why is the grass green during this time of year and brown during that? Why is the sun only visible in the daytime and the moon at night? Why is the sky blue? They want to learn. Think of all they learn just from the ages of birth to 4 years old. They learn how to crawl and how to walk and how to talk and how to go to the restroom unassisted. They learn shapes and colors. They learn how to tie their shoes and the alphabet and so much more. We can take a lesson from those children by committing ourselves to learn. Remember in 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul encourages Timothy to give attendance to reading, exhortation, and to doctrine. And then in Colossians 1:9, the prayer that Paul prayed is that we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can become life learners. That final component, the D in our CHILD acronym, reminds us that we should also become doers. You see, children try. If they see something, a bug on the ground, they just might put it in their mouths. If they see some fruit on a tree, they don't have to know what kind it is. Everything in the hand goes to their mouths. They take risks. That's why most broken arms and legs happen during childhood. They don't just talk about it. They do something about it. Like the Bible says in James that we should be hearers of the word, doers of the word, and not hearers only. And then in Romans 2:13, we discover it's not the hearers of the law that are just before God, but the doers shall be justified. Are you a doer? Channel that inner child, my friends, and become a doer. Start doing and not talking, and we can then grow in everything that we do. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.